Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Today we're going to talk about what seems like a universal practice in Klal Yisrael, but it's not so clear why it's a universal practice, and that is that women do not recite Kiddush Levana. So this Matzah Shabbos, when we're all going to recite Kiddush Levana, Be'ezras Hashem, if it's a clear night, women are, in all likelihood, for the most part, not going to be reciting Kiddush Levana. The question really has two parts to it. First part is, why aren't women obligated to recite Kiddush Levana? And then the second part is, even if they are pater from Kiddush Levana, why don't they volunteer to recite Kiddush Levana? Particularly Ashkenazi women, who not only normally volunteer Mitzvah Shazman Grama, but volunteer the Brachos and Mitzvah Shazman Grama as well. So it's all based on the Gemara. The Gemara definitely deals with this explicitly, but it's not abundantly clear what the Gemara is saying when it deals with it explicitly. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Beis, tells us that Omele Ravach Ravash, that in Eretz Yisrael, the bracha they used to say was a very simple bracha. It was Baruch Mechadish Chadashim, nothing fancy. So Amarle, here's the cryptic line, he says back to him, Hi, Nashi Didanami Mevarchi, that our women also say, also bless. What in the world does that mean? That's the key to understanding whether women, in fact, are obligated to Kiddush Levana or not. And the Gemara goes on to say, Elikud Rav Yehuda, Dam Rav Yehuda, rather the proper text of the bracha, because it can't be that simple Baruch Mechadish Chadashim, since even women could say that, rather the proper text of the bracha is Baruch HaTashem Kim Lachama, Asher B'ma'amaro Baruch Shachakim B'vurach Piv, Kol Tzvam, Chalk Guzman, Nasal Nehem, Shal Yishan, Vestavkidam, Sas, Mesmechan, Nasal, Susan, Kono, Pa'ala, Emesh, Belas, Nehemes, Vel So that's much more complicated bracha that the women were unable to say. So there are several ways to read that key line in the Gemara in a way that says that women should be pater from Kiddush Levana. One way to read that line in the Gemara is that it might be saying that if that were the bracha of Baruch Mechadish Chadashim, then even women would be able to say it, and we know that women don't say Kiddush Levana. So that seems to be the understanding of the Marsha. Alternatively, the Marsha says that the Ikar Taina against the Nusach was that it doesn't have Shema Malchus, and therefore even women in a state of Nido or Yoledes would be able to say it, and that's not proper kavod for the Chashivus of this bracha, to be able to have even people who are in a state of Tumah to be able to say it. Another way of understanding that line, the Magen Avraham in some Tav Chavav, in the beginning of the Siman, says that while at first it seems that women would be obligated, you have to say that the Gemara doesn't mean women. Meaning the Gemara, from the line of the Gemara, it sounds like saying, oh, that bracha even women would say, making it sound that women should say it. He says, no, the Gemara doesn't mean women, it means Amei Aret. It just uses Nashi as an example of people who were typically uneducated in Talmudic times. Rabbi Kinnack, in his Sefer Birchas Yitzchak Masech Sanhedrin in Siman Chaf Hei, suggests that had it been a short bracha, it would be like any other birchas hari'iyah that women are obligated to say. But since it's a longer bracha, it must be some special kind of tefillah, which is therefore bound by time, and therefore women are pater, meaning women are chayiv in birchas hari'iyah. So that's what the Gemara means by that comment. If it's a short bracha, it's just like a regular birchas hari'iyah, like seeing a rainbow. Oh, so that women would have to say. Elamai, it's a long bracha, which is a special takana to recite a particular type of tefillah, and therefore it's a mitzvah. And that's why women don't say it. The Rambam in the 10th Berak of Hilchos Brachos puts Kiddush Levana among the Birchas Hari'iyah, like seeing a rainbow, where in Shulchan Aruch, in Simtav Chafav, puts it in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Mishnah Berurah in Simchat Aleph says that blind people are obligated, which certainly indicates that it's not a Birchas Hari'iyah. So those are the ways to interpret the Gemara, in which the Gemara is saying that women are not obligated in Kiddush Levana. However, there are also ways to interpret the Gemara in ways that the Gemara is saying that women are obligated in Kiddush Levana. The Me'iri says that women do say this abridged version of Kiddush Levana. Apparently he understands the line to mean that this is not the full text for men, but it is an entirely appropriate text for women in Amei Aretz to just say the words Baruch Mechadesh Chadashim. In the Bir Halacha and in the Machzik Bracha, the Chidah in Os Dalid says that if a person is a Chola or otherwise unable to say the entire Bracha, then they should taka say that abridged version, because it was instituted as a valid form of of Kiddush Levana. Alternatively, the Taras Chaim in Sanhedrin, Mesach Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Beis, says that since this shortened version of the bracha does not contain a Shevach V'Hodah LaHashem and is simply a bracha over the existence of Rosh Chodesh, it seems that only women would make such a bracha. And that's what the Gemara is pointing out, that if it's only about Rosh Chodesh and the whole text of the bracha is Mechadesh Chadashim, that is uniquely for women, because the Yerushalmi and Tainus in the first Perek says that women don't do Malach on Rosh Chodesh. And in Pirkei Rav Elazar, we explain that since women refused to contribute their jewelry toward the Egel, they were rewarded with a more intense observance of Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara's conclusion is that no, it's a whole long bracha that's not only about Rosh Chodesh, and therefore applies to men and women alike. But there was never a Hava Amina to exclude women. So since the Gemara can be interpreted in any which way, the question becomes, are women in fact potter? And if so, why? So the Magen Avraham says that women are potter because it's a mitzvah shazman grama. Normally we obligate women in brachos that only come up occasionally, like Shechianu. Rav Moshe, Negros Moshe, Choshemish, Vachel Beis, and Memzayinos Beis, explains that this is not a regular bracha because there's no hana'a. The basis of the bracha is that there's a sense of Kabbalah's Pnei Avim Shebashamayim when you went a while without seeing one of these manifestations of the Bria, and then you see it again, so then there's this bracha. So it must therefore be not a Birchas Hanenin, but a new takana, says Rav Moshe, that applies only B'shas Chidusha Shel Levana, and that's what makes it Mitzvah Shazman Gram. It's not about the Re'iyas HaLevana, it's not a Birchas HaRe'iya in that sense, which also only comes up once in a while. No, it's a bracha that is Zman Grama. In Chachma Shlomo, however, Rav Shlomo Kluger famously says that it is not at all a Mitzvah Shazman Grama, and really, women should be Chayiv in Kiddush Levana. How could you say it's not a Mitzvah Shazman Grama? I mean, it's predictable, it goes on a cycle, the moon is there at some point, and waxes and wanes. So what in the world, how could you possibly say it's not Zman Grama? So says the Chachma Shlomo, the definition of a mitzvah Zman Grama is a mitzvah that is really shayich to do. The act can be done at all times. But the halacha limits it to that you only get credit for the act during a specific time frame. Meaning, I can eat matzah today. I just don't get any credit for eating matzah. I can eat matzah 365 days a year. You only get credit for eating matzah on the Seder night. So therefore, matzah is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. But if the very mitzvah is not even possible at all times, then you can't call that zman grama, because the mitzius and not the halacha is what causes the time limitation. Interestingly, though, Rav Shlomo Kluger in a tshuva, in a Elev L'Chashlomo Chelek Aleph Sim Kuf Tzadi Gimel, says that it is zman grama, because the long text of the bracha does not really relate to the moon. It relates to all of Maisa Bereishis, so it could have been said whenever, and that meaning that there's nothing wrong with that bracha on any other time, meaning it had it been Baruch Mechadish Chadashim, yeah, that would only apply at the beginning of the month. But the bracha that we actually say is that it makes sense to say any time, so it could have been said whenever, and the halacha comes and limits it to certain times. So had the bracha been just Baruch Mechadish Chadashim, it would not be Zman Grama, because as something that relates to the new moon, the Metzius would have been what limits its time frame, and that's exactly the conversation the Gemara says, Rav Shlomo Kluger. When Rav Acha suggests Baruch Mechadish Chadashim, Rav Ashi responds, even women would be chayiv to say such a bracha, because it's not Zman Grama. That's related to the moon. And he therefore suggests that the long version of the bracha makes it more general, and therefore it is Zman Grama, and women are exempt from it. So, bottom line is, Magen Avraham says women are pater. Rav Shlomo Kluger in one place says that it's not Zman Grama and women are chayiv, and another place says women are potter, but that none of that explains why women don't do it. Meaning, women are potter from all mitzvah shazman grama, but they go hear shofar and they take lulav and they sit in sukkah. Why do women never say kiddush levana? So there are 7 explanations that I am aware of as to why women do not recite kiddush levana. Number one, the Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Tzadi Vav in Hilchos Havdalah says that when the bracha is the mitzvah, women do not volunteer the brachas on mitzvah shazman Zman Grama. They only volunteer a bracha on a mitzvah Shazman Grama when there's a mitzvah, that's Zman Grama, and then there's a bracha on that mitzvah. But when the mitzvah is to recite a bracha, they don't volunteer such brachos. So if you hold that it's mitzvah Shazman Grama, women are not going to volunteer Kiddush Levana. Alternatively, second explanation, Magen Avraham quotes from the Shlach HaKadosh that women dafka don't do Kiddush Levana because women were the cause for the Pagam HaLevana, so they choose not to volunteer that mitzvah. Third possibility, based on the Gemara we learned recently in Daf Yomi, in Erev and Daf Kuf Amud Beis, one of the curses of Chava is that she is Atufa Ka'avel, and the Tshuva Shvus Yaakov Chelik Beis, I mean, Yer Aleph says that women can't say Kiddush Levana because it's a bracha that is supposed to be recited with Simcha. That's why we wait till after Tisha B'Av to recite Kiddush Levana, and since they're cursed to be Atufim Ka'avelim, they can't do that mitzvah with Simcha, because their entire lives are Atufim Ka'avelim. The Chacham Tzvi in Likute Tshuva Simkuf Mem Vav says that that's a really strange reason, because women should then have to limit their entire lives to the Dinim of Avelus, and that's clearly not the case, right? Clearly, women are allowed to be happy and joyous and attend Simchas and do all sorts of things. So that's a very strange explanation. A fourth explanation, the Raman Simtav Chafav Sivdalit says that Ein Mekatshin Alavana Tachas Hagag, that you don't do Kiddush Levana underneath the roof, either as in the Tshuvas Ma'aril Simen Mem Vav explains, because there's a Chashash Tumah under a roof, or like the Bach explains, more what you would expect in Simtav Chavav, that it's not Derech Kavod the Kabel Pnei HaMelech when you're underneath the roof. So since Kol Kavod Bas Melech Pnima, women wouldn't be able to fulfill the bracha properly because it involves going out from underneath the roof. Now, even though the Bach, Magen Avram, and the Taz all say that if you're not feeling well or you have another reason not to go out, you can say Kiddush Levana indoors if there's a reason that you can't be outdoors. When there was just recently in the Black Lives Matter demonstrations were going on in Manhattan, so there were curfews that were in place. So someone asked me a question that they were in their apartment. They could see the moon from the window of their apartment. They do not have a porch to go out onto. Can they say Kiddush Levana from their apartment? It was the last night possible to say Kiddush Levana. Can they say Kiddush Levana from inside? And the answer is yes, right? Meaning if you have a reason that you can't go out, then in a chinami you could say Kiddush Levana from indoors. But over here it's different, because women are never equipped to say the bracha properly, according to this approach. And the Tshuvas Salmas Chaim, Chelkav Simin Sadiches, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, says that women do not recite Kiddush Levana because of this reason, of Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Pnima. That's also a little bit hard to swallow. What do you mean? Women don't go out? They go out everywhere else. And then it's a Dafke Kiddush Levana, we say Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Pnima, and they're not going to go out. So there's a fifth explanation, that is the Tshuvas Maram Shik, or Chaim Simin Sadi, where he says that the determining when to say Kiddush Levana is dependent on figuring out the calendar, which was a task performed by men. Also a little difficult to swallow. So let the men figure it out and tell the women when to say Kiddush Levana. Hey, he tastes it, just because they can't do the calculations. I can't do the calculations either. Okay, but I look at the Luach, and the Luach tells me exactly when to say Kiddush Levana. A sixth possibility, the Yeshuas Yaakov in Simtav Chavav Sivkat and Aleph, says that the deeper meaning of Kiddush Levana relates to Haskalah and Torah Shebal Peh, a certain sense of very high intellect and Torah, which are matters that women do not relate to, whatever that means, meaning that since women are chayv in Torah, and somehow on some deeper level, Kiddush Levana relates to Torah Shebal Peh. Okay, so that's a practice more mystical in nature, more Kabbalistic. And then a final explanation is that it's possible that since women rarely attend Mariv, they end up not saying Kiddush Levana, meaning it could just be practically, that's the way it just worked out, that since they're often not in shul, so when are they going to say Kiddush Levana? Guess what? When men don't attend Mariv, they also usually don't say Kiddush Levana. That's wrong, they should, but that often is what happens. So if a woman is putter anyway, and she doesn't find herself in a context where it's going to come up, it could just be as simple as that, that it's not really a minag per se. In fact, in Tshuvas Yabia Omer, Chelkeis, in Melamed Vav, Rav Vadia seems to paskin that women should say at least the short version of the bracha, Baruch Mechadish Chadashim, as the Me'iri suggested in his reading of the Gemara. The Kaf HaChaim says that they should hear the bracha from others and have Kavana to be Yotzei, or they should say Baruch Mechadish Chadashim. However, the overwhelming minag Yisrael, for whatever reason, is that women do not recite Kiddush Levana. So considering that that's the overwhelming Minhag Yisrael, it seems that we continue to be Noheg in that way, especially since there's low risk, meaning it's not like they're, that a woman who doesn't say Kiddush Levana is doing something wrong. She's for sure Potter, not for sure, but in all likelihood she's Potter. We paskin that she's Potter, so it's not like there's a Minhag to go against the Halacha. It's just a Minhag not to volunteer this bracha. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day and a great Shabbos.